Not long ago, I was driving to work in a steady morning drizzle and a cumulus mood when I came to a section of road covered with lug nut-sized rocks. The distribution was migratory. I slowed the car to a rolling stop when it suddenly dawned on me. These weren't rocks. They were snails. Hundreds and hundreds of snails that had forsaken the sheltered life of the moist ice plant on the northern embankment to march with their fellow snails unwisely into the westbound lane of Carmel Valley Road. Their exodus was not without tragedy. A pair of tire tracks, poorly retraced by several cars, sliced across the triangular horde, leaving two swaths of a pulverized slurry of dead and mortally wounded for the other snails to climb over or snack on. Nonetheless, the rank and file soldiered on, sluggishly, you might say. I couldn't help but wonder why. Perhaps it was innate snail curiosity, the lure of the great frontier that led to heroic exploration beyond their known world, the thrill of discovery, or in pursuit of the transcendent bounty they believed would exist on the other side. Or perhaps they were driven by a higher power, one that would crush their aspirations and punish them for this quest of self-determination, since in another 20 feet they would discover the other side of the road. Beyond their harshly limited mollusk horizon, there was no promised land, only seared desert rubble and sparse chaparral, desolate and uninhabitable. They were utterly doomed and had no way of knowing it. Maybe they unwisely chose to follow a deranged snail leader, a Judas Escargot, or an incompetent narcissist that had decided that it was time to put pod to the asphalt and blindly lead the once thriving snail nation to its almost certain demise. One can only hope that after this apocalyptic chapter, the few surviving gastropods would retreat back to a kinder, gentler ice plant, begin to rebuild a new world based on reason and prudence, eschewing superstition and megalomania, resisting the urge to venture beyond their intellectual abilities ever again. Snails must learn their limitations, teach their young to appreciate and take care of the ice plant, not to exceed their means or foul their environment, not to follow incompetent leaders, not to blindly accept bogus prophecies or unfounded speculation, or else they and thousands after them will end up once again on the rapidly warming asphalt waiting to burn in the midday sun or be massacred by invincible powers they can neither see nor comprehend. In a moment of reverence and cosmic authorization, I put my car into gear, rolling forward to cut a new set of genocidal tracks through the languid multitude spread across the road. Mindful of the greater cause, I made sure my driver's side tires crushed those on the point leading the way.